When people, heads of government, get together personally, they have deliverables already planned. Now, this is also partially related to bilateral U.S.-Russia relations. So you know there's going to be some takeaways there. They've already agreed, whether it's arms control or economics or whatever, there's a deal there being made bilaterally. But the trickier part, of course, is Ukraine. Now, on the Ukrainian side, the fact that they're meeting, and the reason why they're meeting is because Putin, when he met with Vitkov in Moscow a few days ago, offered to make some adjustment. It's a minor adjustment, but he showed an adjustment to the Russian position regarding a ceasefire. And that is essentially that if Ukraine voluntarily withdraws from the Donetsk Oblast, which the Russians do not fully control, and if they handed that over, then the Russians would agree to a ceasefire along the remainder part of the front lines without demanding that they control the other oblasts. So that is a change, a nuance to the Russian position, which is in part why Trump has invited him to come to Alaska to begin this process. But it is the beginning of the process. And that will allow for further elaboration of the Russian position. The Americans are the broker here. They will listen to this. They will probe and see what, and then they will meet with Zelensky at some point in time. Trump will first. And then Putin will only meet when if they come to a framework agreement. That's a long way away, and it's not certain that there will be an agreement as opposed to an eventual armistice without an agreement. That's another, the other option.